Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'd like to read a verse to you this morning in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 5, says this, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now the Apostle Paul is talking in this chapter. He's speaking here to the church at Corinth. He's speaking about the spiritual warfare that Christians are engaged in. Actually, in the verse before, he says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So the weapons of our warfare, the spiritual warfare we're engaged in, are not carnal. They're not something physical, tangible, that you can touch. Rather, they are spiritual. I'd like to think about this verse, the fifth verse here, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I think it's interesting that that specific statement is given in the context here of spiritual warfare. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And there's a reason why Paul mentions that in the context of spiritual warfare. I'd like to ask you a couple questions this morning. What do you think about when you have some spare moments? Or perhaps your work does not require at all times a strict concentration on what you're doing, and so it allows you to have time while you're working to think on other things, things other than what you're doing. So when you have these opportunities, what do you think about? Where does your mind tend to go? Where do you allow your mind to take you? For some, your mind may take you to something you saw or something you read, some impure, lustful thoughts or adulterous thoughts. For others, your mind might take you to a situation where someone cheated you out of a sum of money, and you allow yourself to think angry thoughts about that and bitter thoughts. You know how it is. You allow your mind to take you there, and next thing you know, you're thinking about and you're creating a whole conversation again with that individual or those persons, and you're thinking about what you could have said or what you would say again if you had the opportunity, or, you know, your mind can just create a whole new scenario again, and next thing you know, you have anger rising up in your heart and your mind, and you're bitter and you're angry again. Is that what you allow your mind to do to you? Or maybe you dwell on thoughts about how you can make more money, how you can increase in this world's goods. Whenever you have spare moments, is that where your mind goes? You know, you're good at what you do, and your thoughts are focused a lot on how you can make or get more. Is that what you find yourself doing? Is that where your mind goes? Or perhaps you find yourself often thinking about how good you are at a specific something that you can do, and you're really good at it. You also enjoy it when folks take notice of your accomplishments and your abilities. In fact, maybe there's times when you actually fantasize about how you really have done something extraordinary and folks just shower praise on you. You know, we would never acknowledge to someone that we think those things sometimes, would we? But folks, listen, let's be honest. There are times when thoughts like these do enter our mind. To deny that is not being honest nor truthful. But it's what we do with those thoughts that madness. We cannot always help it when evil thoughts come into our minds, but what we do with those thoughts is our responsibility. We have the ability to choose to continue to dwell on those thoughts and sin by doing so, or we can choose by God's grace to throw those thoughts out of our mind and have victory over sinful thoughts. That's a choice we can make. The verse I mentioned at the beginning here in 2 Corinthians has the key for us to have victory in our thought life. Remember I said that was in the context of a spiritual battle, spiritual warfare. The battle we face in this life is spiritual, and the battleground is in your mind and my mind. That is where the battles are fought. And that's why you and I need to train ourselves to recognize wrong thoughts as quickly as possible so that we do not yield to sin. You should be able to recognize wrong thoughts and wrong thought processes almost immediately and deal with them. I believe that that is God's heart for us. That's why those words are in that verse, and it's why it's in the context of spiritual warfare. God wants us to bring into captivity every thought, to the obedience of Christ. So how about those impure, lustful thoughts? Do we allow our minds to dwell on them and take us to more impure thoughts and wrong places in our minds? How about thoughts about making money? You know, it's not wrong to make money. But do our thoughts constantly go there? Is that our drive? Is that our focus in life? If that's so much of what we think about, folks, we need to change. Bring those thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Thoughts of anger, thoughts of bitterness. Maybe you were wrong, maybe you were cheated. Bring those thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Bring them into captivity. Don't let those thoughts take you where you shouldn't go. Thoughts on pride. Wishing folks would take notice more of your accomplishments, how you really enjoy the praise when it comes your way, or fantasizing about how you can really do something and then people really take notice of it. That's pride. We need to bring those thoughts into captivity. We need to bring those things into a place where they are subject and obedient to Christ. And again, let me remind you, we can't always help it when wrong thoughts come into our minds, but it's what we do with those thoughts that is our responsibility. I repeat, we have the ability to choose to continue to dwell on those thoughts and sin by doing so, or we can choose by God's grace to throw those thoughts out of our mind and have victory over sinful thoughts. Where are you going to let your mind take you today? Let's bring into captivity every thought and bring it to the obedience, of Christ. I would just like to leave that challenge with you today. Oh, that we might all learn to live the way this verse is instructing us to live. I tell you, the battleground is in our minds, and oh, how we need to learn to bring thoughts into captivity and not let those thoughts take our minds where we shouldn't go. Well, may God bless your day today. May God give you grace. May God give you victory through the Lord Jesus Christ as you learn to fight the spiritual battles in your mind and bring into captivity every thought that comes into your mind and bring it to the obedience of Christ. God bless your day.